Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium, to Qualcomm Stadium, Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati. The Denver Broncos are at home to face the New England Patriots.
To the house! He's hit and sacked inside the five. The ball is free on Miller again. Touchdown, Denver! Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness. Crowd making noise. Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50, and Lombardi Trophy is coming home to the Mile High City.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Highlands Ranch. As the NFL schedule was just released, we have a big show on tap here with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani. We'll break down every single game on the Broncos 2016 schedule. Plus, we'll be joined by Broncos linebacker Corey Nelson. And just in a matter of moments, we'll hear from head coach Gary Kubiak, get his thoughts on the schedule release. But first, guys, the schedule just released. What are some of our general thoughts?
Well, first of all, you have to think about the first game, right? Super Bowl 50 rematch against the Carolina Panthers on Thursday night, the opening night in the NFL, the only game that night. Very exciting. Also, a primetime game on Christmas Day. The Broncos, again, the only team that is going to be playing on Christmas against the Chiefs. That game, very special as well. You think about the middle of that schedule, too, that we just saw. A pretty tough stretch. You've got 4 out of 5 games on the road. The bye week is thrown in there as well. But I do like the fact that the bye week kind of breaks things up a little bit, gives the Broncos a bit of a respite there in that tough stretch. But the AFC South and the NFC South, both going to be very tough this year, I think, as well.
Yeah, you've got a very rigorous schedule at the beginning and at the end, starting, of course, with Carolina, and then week 2, Indianapolis coming in. You know they're going to be improved with better health, and, of course, Andrew Luck back. And then you go to week 3 at Cincinnati. Those have been tough games for the Broncos against the Bengals the last few years. And then you go to the end of the season, New England at home, at Kansas City, like you mentioned, on Christmas night. And then finally, Oakland, a team that a lot of people have tipped to make a playoff run. You know, wouldn't surprise me at all if Broncos Raiders week 17 is for the AFC West title.
Yeah, you expect the Broncos, Super Bowl champions. This is how they'll have to defend their title. You knew the schedule was going to be tough. They play 4 games in the Eastern time zone, 2 in the Central and 2 in the Pacific, as they'll be flying more than 20,000 miles this season.
Get the frequent flyer miles ready.
Get the frequent flyer miles ready, exactly. We had a chance to catch up with head coach Gary Kubiak to get his thoughts on the schedule release. Here with head coach Gary Kubiak, the schedule just announced. When it first comes out, what are some of the things that you're looking for today?
Well, the biggest thing you do as coaches, you want to see who you're playing early because, you know, there's a bunch of prep work that you do before you get to the end of summer, end of OTAs. So, you know, we're opening up with a great football team that won 17 games that we played last. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, familiarity there with them. So, tough schedule. We knew we were going to be that way, and we're going to play on a lot of different type of days. So, got to get ready to go. Got to do everything we can to be as good as we can be.
You know, what do you think about that opening up against the Super Bowl rematch? I guess
I think it's great. You know, I mean, they're like I said, it's a big challenge for our team. It gets our attention really quick, and you know we're going to have a really good off season. We've got some changes going on with our football team, but our standard will be the same, and we'll look forward to it.
5 primetime games, so clearly the NFL thinks a lot of the Broncos. 3 of those, all the division ones, on the road in primetime. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think our division's really good. I mean, you know, the teams throughout our division have made a lot of moves here with free agency and various things going on. So that's a big challenge for us. But, you know, in this league, you try not to look too far past anything. So we know we're in a good division, but we'll take them 1 week at a time and do everything we possibly can. And the most important thing right now is getting back to work.
I know you don't like to look too far ahead, but down there, 4 road games out of 5 with a bye week in between. You like the later bye week, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've got a couple of breaks in there. You know, it's one of the things I look at. We've got a couple of Thursday games, the opener. We've got another one late. You know, then you got our bye week is kind of late, too. So it gives you a chance as a coach to give players a little bit of a break, your coaches a little bit of a break. So, you know, we'll start to work around those things. But I know one thing, you play one a week. So that's the most important thing, being as good as you can be.
What do you think about playing on Christmas Day? That's kind of a cool deal too, right?
I don't know how much my wife will think of that, but no, that's part of it. I've done that many times before, and, you know, it'll be a tough place to play. Always some great games there.
We're in digital media here. We're going to be playing one of those games against San Diego on Twitter. Is that kind of cool, just knowing technology is such a big part of the game now?
Yeah, that is, you know. But, you know, once you get going, I mean, I don't know that you think about those things too much. That's for you guys. Yeah. But we try to stay focused on the football. But a lot of exciting things going on for our football team. And getting back to work on Monday, it'll be exciting to see everybody.
But Gary Kubiak noted that this is going to be a very tough schedule. One thing he noted, how tough the AFC West was going to be this season. All of the road games for the Broncos this year in the AFC West all coming on prime time. So clearly some big-time matchups in the AFC West for the Broncos. But, guys, let's start with the first game of the season. All the anticipation will be building towards that Thursday night game. And guess what? It's a Super Bowl 50 rematch.
What a way to kick it off. Super Bowl 50 week one, Super Bowl 50 rematch in week one. Of course, the last meeting, the Broncos winning 24-10. Brandon Boykin, one of the big additions, as you see there. Gino Gradkowski, another guy, very important as far as additions go. Key losses, Jared Allen, the future Hall of Famer, and Jericho Cotchery, the wideout. Of course, the Panthers having the best regular season in the NFL last year. One of the things I think was interesting about that last game was no Kelvin Benjamin. He's expected to be back in that first game, the big weapon for Cam Newton. I think that changes the dynamic a little bit. Of course, this will be the first game without Peyton Manning in the last 4 years. So I definitely think there's a lot of storylines to look for in this matchup, as well as the overarching theme of the Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit disadvantageous for the Broncos to play the Panthers in week one, just because you're going to be, you know, honoring the team that won the Super Bowl. You're going to have a lot of hubbub and, you know, a big deal. You know, maybe you've got Peyton Manning out for the coin flip. Who knows what sort of pomp and circumstance you're going to have for this game. But the thing is, the Panthers are going to be there seeing all that, and they're going to be on their sideline. They're going to be seething. You know, they're not going to lack for motivation. They're going to have playoff-like motivation right there. So the Broncos have to be on point from the get-go. And the other thing, of course, I mean, you know, it's a rare matchup. I mean, there's not been that many Super Bowl rematches the year after, and you know, having it right out of the gates, we haven't seen that in 46 years. I mean, they've had opportunities to do it 2 years ago. They could have sent the Broncos to Seattle for week one. NFL opted not to, but they see something in Panthers Broncos where they want that spotlighting it right away.
Denver winning the last three home openers. This is the fourth consecutive season they are at home, so this is a familiar spot for them.
Yeah, it's the first season opening Super Bowl rematch since 1970, so definitely a rare occasion here. And of course, it's going to feature Von Miller versus Cam Newton again.
Oh,
as we've seen on social media this offseason, Von doesn't quite seem to want to leave Cam alone. We saw the water polo thing the other day. And the Panthers have only played here four times. They've never won here in Denver.
They've only played here a few times. 2004 was the last time they played here. And actually, it's a quirk of the schedule. The two teams from the NFC South that come to Denver, the Panthers and the Falcons, haven't been here since 2004. And the Broncos have not been to New Orleans or Tampa Bay since 2004 because they shuffled up who you're paired with in that rotation. This is actually the end of getting things right, and so from now on going forward, you won't have a 12-year gap between visits to another city. But it just had to work itself out. This is the final step.
Well, there'll be certainly a lot of build-up to the season opener, Super Bowl 50 rematch, and then in week two, we welcome in the Indianapolis Colts. Of course, no Peyton Manning this time around.
No, there's going to be a 10-day gap between the two games, which is, you know, pretty nice. The fact that the Broncos get a little bit of a respite after that opening night game. Indy, winners of two straight against the Broncos. Luck hurt in the last one. We saw him. The team went 8-8 last year in their last meeting, that 27-24 loss to the Colts. Andrew Luck, of course, going out. They lose Patrick Robinson and Scott Tolzien. They add Scott Tolzien and Patrick Robinson. and then they lose Kobe Fleener and Andre Johnson and quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. One thing I think that's cool about this matchup is Chuck Pagano, the Colorado native coming back home. He loves to coach in Colorado against the hometown team. I think that it's going to be another tough matchup because when you've got a guy like Andrew Luck lined up under center, it's going to make for a great matchup, and we've seen that the last three times he's played the Broncos.
And Andrew Luck healthy.
Right.
That's the big thing. Obviously, his season ended last year in November when the Colts had the big upset of the Broncos, but boy, Andrew Luck paid for staying in the pocket and taking hit after hit after hit. So the Broncos know how to generate pressure on Andrew Luck. Another interesting thing, this is the first time in 23 years you're going to have a Broncos-Colts game without Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Because that was the last time they played, and he wasn't there. And then the next game between the teams was in 01, and they started playing quite a bit. So it's going to be a little different watching this game and not seeing number 18 in either orange or white.
It's a little bit interesting because there's this little rivalry building between the Broncos and Colts. Of course, it'll be Andrew Luck's return to Denver since that playoff win they had 2 years ago. But the other thing is, when Luck got hurt last season, what was that, a lacerated kidney?
Yeah.
You know, he got hit so much in that game. You think that he's not going to be motivated coming into this one?
Oh, I'm sure he will be. I mean, I'm sure the Colts as a whole are going to be motivated. They actually start out, they have the Lions in week one, and then they have the Broncos in week two, so they feel they probably will have some confidence. It's the Lions game is at home in week one for them, so I think they're going to come in probably a good chance to come in 1-0, and then we'll see what they do. And the Broncos, of course, historically, in part because they were going against Peyton Manning over the years, don't have a lot of success against the Colts in the last two decades, and maybe Manning being retired now, maybe that's the point the Broncos can start taking some control of that rivalry that they've lost in the last two decades.
And maybe we see Peyton Manning back for that game
yes.
for some type of honor. You don't rule it out. Of course, Peyton being retired might have some time on his hands. You
exactly.
never know. So
exactly.
hopefully we'll see him back on the field in some capacity next season.
No coincidence, that game, September 18th. So, hey, maybe there was a little something going on there. Week three, the schedule doesn't get any easier, guys.
No.
Cincinnati on the road there. Of course, we remember that game 2 years ago, a Monday night rainy game. Broncos lost that one.
First road game of the season. It's an early start, 11 Mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's, like I said, last year, the last two meetings, 1-1 between these two teams. We take a look at the graphic here. Last time these two teams played, of course, the 20-17 overtime win. DeMarcus Ware recovering the fumble, sealing the Bengals' fate there. Carlos Dansby, Brandon LaFelt, Taylor Mays, some key additions, and the losses of Mohamed Sanu to the Saints and Andre Smith also going to hurt the team. Both of these teams had exactly the same records, but that 12-4 did not stand up for that number one seed last year due to the tie break. So I think the most compelling thing about this matchup is going to be Andy Dalton. Didn't play last time the Bengals were in Denver. Now the Broncos have to travel to Cincinnati. I think Dalton adds a certain dynamic. And with Dalton, remember, this team was probably one of the front runners for the AFC Championship last year. So I think this will be a very compelling, very tough first road game.
Very tough, but looking at the Bengals' start, they open with the Jets on the road and the Steelers on the road before they play the Broncos. So you know, you have two teams that are going to have some rough games going into this one. And if the Bengals and Broncos, if there's a slow start for one or both of them, it might be a couple of desperate teams early in the season, depending on how the first couple of weeks go. Another interesting quirk, expect the Broncos to wear either blue or orange in this game. The Bengals usually wear white for their home opener.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Of course, like you touched on, no Andy Dalton in that game last year, but there will be DeMarcus Ware, who jumped on that fumble late in the game, helped the Broncos seal the victory against A.J. McCarron there mm-hmm. for the Bengals. Interesting, guys. Do you think you'll see Vontaze Burfict in this game, week three?
Week three.
I don't think so.
It's a three-game suspension, right?
I think so we might miss out on Vontaze Burfict there in
but
Cincinnati.
Still a lot of talent on that defense, even without him, and picking up Carlos Dansby. I think they're counting on him to inject some maturity into a unit that has lacked that. They've got the explosion. They've got the pass rush. They've got the coverage ability. But they've also lost Reggie Nelson. I think that's an under-the-radar loss. And we'll get to the Raiders in a few weeks. He's going to Oakland.
Huge
it's going to help them.
Huge,
and I think a huge loss for the Bengals.
It was funny, too, because Chris Harris last year when we were talking about the Bengals wide receiver core before that matchup brought up Mohamed Sanu saying he's a sneaky guy. Everybody thinks about A.J. Green, but Mohamed Sanu really did a lot for that wide receiver core. They're without him now. So I do think it makes things a little bit more compelling, maybe a little bit juicier for those Broncos cornerbacks.
No doubt Cincinnati might have one of the most talented rosters in the entire NFL from top to bottom. Of course, that combination of Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. Very tough. The next week, the Broncos get their first taste of Jameis Winston as they head down south to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, back-to-back road games for the Broncos this time around. It's the first time that they will play back-to-back road games this season. It won't be the last, though. Tail of the tape here. The last meeting between these two teams in 2012, a 31-23 win by the Broncos. Key additions, Robert Ayers, a guy that Broncos fans are familiar with. Brent Grimes, another guy. Key losses, Bruce Carter. The Buccaneers haven't reached the postseason since 2007, but again, Jameis Winston, a guy that maybe can change those fortunes a little bit. That 6-10 record, probably the reason why Dirk Koetter is now at the helm of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. One thing that I thought was interesting about this matchup, like you mentioned, first time that we're seeing Jameis Winston, it's the first time that he's going to get a taste of the AFC West and playing on the West Coast, even though we do travel to Tampa Bay. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how he gels with Doug Martin, his core of wide receivers as well. I think that it makes for a very compelling matchup against the Broncos secondary.
Well, Dirk Koetter, of course, he interviewed for the Broncos head coaching job back in 2011 when John Fox got hired. So now he's been on the radar for some time, interviewed very well, actually. Talk about Jameis Winston. You know, Koetter got the job in part because of the good job that the Bucs did on offense last year. That Koetter did with Jameis Winston. It was thought that they wanted to keep some continuity on that side of the football. Mike Smith, defensive coordinator, of course, you remember him as the Falcons head coach for several years. That's a big hire. I mean, Lovie Smith, they were still doing Tampa 2 stuff, and Tampa 2 was great in its day, but it's become very passe. So I'm curious to see what the Bucs do defensively. If they can upgrade that defense just a bit, this looks like a team that can push for a wild card. I don't know if they're going to win the NFC South with Carolina as a juggernaut, but I think they can certainly slide in there and be the number two team, and this could be a very tough game. Also, a very hot game. One of the hottest games the Broncos ever played was back in 04. Actually, week four, just like this game will be, and a late kickoff, just like this will be. And the Broncos won. It was John Lynch's return to Tampa. That was an emotional day. But I remember being on the flight back afterward and just seeing all the players getting IVs. They were dehydrated. And you really got to take care of things. We always talk about in Colorado, you make sure you're getting fluids. But on a humid day like that in Tampa, oppressive conditions, the Broncos have better be well-conditioned and better get their fluids to make it through. The Bucs are going to be accustomed. The Broncos won't be.
The Broncos haven't been there since 2004. Do they still have that pirate ship down there?
Of course. Yeah. Now, the thing is, they, of course, raise the red flags, the red flag logo on their helmet. The red flags don't go up when they score, and the cannons don't just go off when they score. They go up when they cross the 20-yard line into the red zone, because the red flag back centuries ago symbolized when the Pirates were about to attack.
I see. Well, they're familiar with Raiders, yes, but maybe not Buccaneers. What's the difference?
Well,
I don't even know.
Raider, I think...
One's on water, one's not, Phil. Come on.
Oh, I see.
I think maybe there's a little more honor to Buccaneers than Raiders. They're just kind of plunderers and all.
I see. Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 6-10 last season, but definitely on the rise. A team that the Broncos will have a very difficult time with, possibly, if Jameis Winston gets going. But, of course, the Broncos bring back the number one defense in the league from last season. When we come back from a short break, we'll be joined by Broncos linebacker Corey Nelson. He'll go through the rest of the schedule with us. We'll be right back here from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium, to Qualcomm Stadium, Paul Brown Stadium here in Cincinnati. The Denver Broncos are at home to face the New England Patriots.
To the house! He's hit and sacked inside the five. The ball is free on Miller again. Touchdown, Denver! Are you kidding me?
My goodness.
Crowd making noise.
Denver Broncos are world champions. They have just won Super Bowl 50, and Lombardi Trophy is coming home to the Mile High City.